T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour numero dos of the Rob Brown Show starts right now. It's Monday, baby! And you know what that means. The Rob Brown Show getting your week kicked off in the right way. 3 minutes after 1 o'clock, all through the upstate Eastern Standard Time. And to those of you watching around the world or listening on the Odyssey app, welcome to the show. You're welcome to participate. By the way, if you text us at 71307, you can text us from anywhere. Texter writes in and says, ESPN, why in the hell did the Nets put up with Kyrie Irving's stupid stuff? I would fire his ass yesterday. He's not that damn good. The problem is, he could be. He could be if he gets his head right. But, the Nets shocked by an outmanned, outgunned Lakers team yesterday. And when Kyrie and Harden joined Kevin Durant in Brooktown, Zoe, we talked about it. We said, this is going to go one of two ways. They're either about to go on a tear and win 3, 4, 5 championships back to 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 back, or it is going to absolutely implode. Those personalities are going to play off of each other like fire and gunpowder, and this is going to be hilariously entertaining to those of us on the outside looking in. Zoe, we are closer to the latter than the former, and I am here for the fireworks, bro.
So either the world is round and all things are well, or the world is flat and things are going to fall off. And I think we're heading towards that direction.
I am fine with it. I am fine. Also, did you know Shaq was a flat earther? I saw that this week, and apparently Shaq is a flat earther,
too. I don't believe it. If he's doing it, he's doing it sarcastically.
I would hope so. Okay, yeah. So, let's see. It came out apparently... he got called on the jokes about his flat earth take, and he said on a podcast, on Jordan Harbinger's podcast, quote, "The first part of the theory is I'm joking, you idiots," end quote. All right, I feel so much better now. Because I like Shaq. I love Shaq. I don't want him to be a flat earther. Because believing the earth is flat is dumb.
I hadn't heard it until you just said it, and immediately I'm like, Shaq's trolling people. Because that's what he has the same kind of humor that we do.
Yes.
And he's absolutely trolling.
Yes. I'm so happy to hear that. Somebody told me that over the weekend, and I said the same. I'm like, that can't be right. So I'm glad to find that quote of, I'm kidding, you idiots. That's beautiful. Well done, Shaq. Well done.
I'm kidding, you idiots.
Love some Shaq O'Neal. All right. The curse of the Zoe, ladies and gentlemen, it is very real, and the curse of the Zoe has struck again. Zoe didn't know that he was doing this to the radio broadcast when he brought this up a week and a half ago, but after the Braves-Phillies game last night, here we are.
Didi pops that one into the opposite field. Ozuna's got it. Bohm's going to try it. Here he comes, and he's safe at the plate. Wow. On a shallow fly ball into left field. They roll the dice with Ozuna's arm, and Bohm is able to score on a bang-bang play at the plate. Wow. Oh, I don't know. Man, it's close. It might have looked like Bohm's foot came up. We'll get some definitive looks at it here.
Does the toe just grab a little bit of the plate before the glove gets to him? And the call is upheld. The Phillies have taken a one-run lead. Oh, Brian Snicker wants to get run. He is irate. He is not accepting the decision from replay headquarters.
So, there you go. There you go. Do you hear the boos from the background? Do you hear the boos from the background? Do you hear the boos? And do you know why the boos were out? Do you know why the boo birds were migrating through the ATL last night? It was because Alec Bohm not just didn't touch home plate. Not just didn't touch home plate. It was clear, evident, obvious. I saw in real time that Alec Bohm didn't touch the dish. And then when they went to the replay in slow motion, it was painfully obvious that Alec Bohm didn't touch the dish. The Phillies would take a 7-6 lead. They would lose, leading to the Hotlanta Braves official Twitter account tweeting out, final score, Philly 7, Braves 6, apparently. It led to a firestorm on Twitter as Mike Trout and other voices from that Mike Trout, arguably the best player, the most visible player in all of baseball. Mike Trout tweeting out, so bad, laughing emoji. Jesse Rogers of ESPN tweeting out, explanation of replay in tonight's game. After viewing all relevant angles, the replay official could not definitively determine that the runner failed to touch home plate prior to the fielder applying the tag. BS, dog, BS. Absolute garbage. Matt Gelb tweeted out that a reporter asked Alec Bohm in the postgame presser, hey, Alec, were you safe? And Bohm said, and I quote, I was called safe. That's all that matters. You know what that says to me, Lonzo? Hey, bank robber, did you rob the bank? Well, no one caught me, and that's all that matters. Get out of here with that garbage. Drew Smyly, pitcher for the Hotlanta Braves, was asked his opinion after the game was over. Here's what Smyly had to say.
It's clear that his foot didn't touch the plate, that it was on the chalk. Everyone saw it and sees it. You know, everyone knows it. And for MLB not to overturn that, it's embarrassing. You know, why even have replay if you won't overturn that?
Brian Snicker, the manager for the Atlanta Braves, chimed in the postgame presser as well. Here's what Snicker had to say about that blown call.
He had an angle that I saw he didn't have, because I wondered till I saw a certain angle, and I was confirmed my what I thought, that he didn't touch the plate. I don't know. I mean, it's just frustrating sometimes, I guess. And that's what I told the umpires. Because I got a view on the big screen that he didn't touch the plate.
Yeah, he definitely did not touch the plate. And not like, hey, controversial. It was no. It wasn't close. When you have baseball's literally biggest name chiming in to say it was so bad, hilarious laughing emoji, and calling it out, you know that it was a bad call. And it was so bad, that other stars from around the league were chiming in. So, I didn't even prep anything to write down. I didn't write anything down for this because I had to think to, you know, even Lonzo, even anti-robo-ump, even anti-replay Zo has got to look at this call and go, yeah, they screwed that one up pretty bad. That was pretty obviously the single most garbage call. Last week, Zo said, robo-umps, would they have an impact on the game? Well, last week, the Mets lost the game because an umpire got a call wrong. Last night, the Braves lost the game because the umps got a call wrong because there's zero accountability. Zero accountability. No accountability at all. Nobody was held accountable for this. Zoe, I want to hear everything you have to say, but before you do, I need you to answer this question. That call was incorrect. Agree or disagree?
From a certain perspective, it was fine. If you are a Phillies fan, you're downright okay with it. If you're an Atlanta Braves fan or the rest of the world, then
was the
it's
call
probably,
correct
probably
or
wrong.
Not, Lonzo?
Whether it was correct or not, I'm on the side of humanity.
The
side of humanity, you're going to get some things, you know, right, and you're going to get some things wrong. The majority of the things you're going to get right, but you're going to get an occasional thing wrong because humans are fallible. They're imperfect, and sometimes they're going to miss things. Now, let's say if a robot was in there, you would have no place to direct your ire if the robot missed a call. But now you can direct it towards a person. I don't know if I like the idea of the Zoe curse, but if it has to do with being on the side of humanity, I'm absolutely there. I think that for some reason, everyone's eyes are now tied to mistakes from umpires. Were this many mistakes made at this time last year? No, because there was no baseball at this time last year. But once baseball started, were there that many errors? Probably, but people were just so happy to have sports back, they just didn't notice. They didn't care. I think that there's a concerted effort by people like yourself to get these robo-umps in there. And where's the pay coming from? Who's paying? Is it big robotics companies? I mean, who is trying to get you on the side of being against humanity? I don't know. I'm disappointed.
So where do I even start with you right now?
By the way, on a positive note, the phones are working now.
Hooray. Where do I even start with you right now? I'm glad the phones are working. People, please call in and help me right now. Please help me with this. Jake Tapper, a reporter, last night. And I don't care if you like
Jake
Tapper.
Wait, Jake Tapper's a reporter? Are you serious?
Talking head Jake Tapper.
Is he unbiased in his opinions?
He is a Phillies fan.
Is he?
Yes, he's a Phillies fan. The Braves tweeted out final. Philly 7, Braves 6, apparently. Jake Tapper sent out a tweet that said, "No ump has ever made a debatable call until tonight, apparently, with a gif of a small child throwing a temper tantrum on the ground." See, here's the thing, Lonzo. One of my favorite quotes of all time comes from Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is an astrologer and an astrophysicist. And Neil deGrasse Tyson once said, correctly, "Science doesn't care whether you like it. Science is true whether you like it or not. That's the whole goal of it." Well, that player was either safe or out. Those are the only two options. And if you watch the replay, he was clearly, demonstrably, without a doubt, not safe, because the first thing you have to do to be safe is to touch the frickin' base. And you know what Alec Bohm didn't do? Touch the freaking base. He just didn't touch it at all. This is not, oh, bang, bang, play, too close. No, he didn't. There was no bang, bang, because there wasn't no bang in the bang, bang. There was just one bang, which was the tag. You know, bang, bang is when runner's foot hits base at very close to the exact same moment that ball hits glove or ball touches tag and gets out. That's bang, bang. This was not bang, bang, because they missed the first bang. There was only one bang. Bang, he's out. Because he didn't do the first bang, which is to touch the frickin' dish. He didn't do it. He's out. And it was clear and evident and obvious and disgusting. And the worst part for people like Lonzo, who I love. We have somebody. I love this argument, Lonzo. We have somebody to be mad at, and that's why we should keep umps. Or, hear me out, we just get the call right, and we don't have to be mad because the call was correct. How about that? That sounds like a way more fun way to determine who wins a baseball game. The umpire who runs the replay didn't want to hurt his fragile little umpire buddy's ego and call out the fact that he missed a clear and obvious out on the field in front of a stadium full of people in the eyes of a nation who, by the way, Lonzo, were watching arguably the best baseball game Major League Baseball has had so far this year. A fantastic baseball game where Freeman and Acuna and Bryce were going dinga, dinga, dinga all night long. You had balls flying into the outfield all night long, and it was ruined because a bunch of fragile little snowflake umpires couldn't dare to have their feelings hurt by being told, hey, you made a mistake. If somebody calls me and goes, Rob, you made a mistake, you know what my answer is? Oh, dude, I'm embarrassed and that sucks. I'm really sorry. I'll fix it. Know what the umpires are? No, 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 no. We're not wrong. We just think that baseball's dumb and we would rather have our egos intact even if we clearly made the worst mistake an umpire's made in baseball all year. It is, and I say this the most eloquent way possible, a steaming, frothy pile of maggot-infested, rotten garbage, that call last night. And if you are cool with it, Lonzo, I don't know what to say.
You know what I find funny is the most exciting part of the most boring sport out there, even more boring than golf, is the fact that there was a non-call. Everyone's talking about the non-call. Good on you for finally mentioning, you know, what happened in the game, like way late after you complained about the call the entire time. This is the most attention baseball has received in a long time, and it's just about bad calls. It's not about the game. It's about the umpire. And I know you're saying that's the entire point, that, but if you weren't talking about the umpire, you wouldn't be talking about baseball.
That is completely incorrect, because if I wasn't talking about the umpire, I'd be talking about how the Braves – and the Phillies last night put on a fireworks show. And for those of you who are looking for excellent baseball, that baseball game was one to go back and watch because it was an incredible baseball game. It would be like if somebody brought out a Ruth's Chris steak, perfectly marbled, seared on the outside, the myoglobin, the red stuff just flowing out, and you got these beautiful, fresh, absolutely
talking
beautiful
about blood, the red stuff.
No, that's not blood. It's myoglobin. It's actually it's actually a protein. Yes, I'm 100% sure. I'm a steak guy. Trust me on this. It's called myoglobin. Look it up.
It looks like blood to me.
I know what it looks like, but it's not blood. It's called myoglobin. Trust me. I'm a dork. I know this kind of dumb stuff for no reason at all. I win bar trivia all the time. Somebody brings you that steak and it's perfect, and those garlic mashed potatoes and they're perfect, and that perfect steamed broccoli with cheddar cheese melted across the top, and it's just succulent and melts in your mouth, and it's all great. And then they set it on the table, and they go, look at this steak. Look how beautiful it is. Look how great it is. And then another guy walks up, and he just bends over and takes one right on top of that plate of food. Nobody the next day, though, is going to come in here and go, I saw a beautiful steak last night. Yes, somebody defecated on top of it, but it was a beautiful steak. We're going to talk about the guy who dropped trowel in the middle of the restaurant. Those umpires took a game that I was in love with last night that I had on the screen next to WrestleMania, and it took my attention away from WrestleMania because of how good it was for a minute, and those umpires absolutely dumped all over it, and Zoe's getting upset with me that I'm talking about the pantsless guy in the restaurant instead of the steak, and I will not have it, Lonzo. I will not have it.
Okay, I'm more upset about the multiple scatological references, but that's just me.
I couldn't think of a metaphor more appropriate than that. I tried. I thought to myself, my mother listens to this show. I don't want to talk about a guy dropping a deuce on a steak, but I can't come up with a better metaphor for how bad that call was other than that dude pooped on my enjoyment, and I think baseball and baseball fans deserve better. Let's take a break because I'm getting a migraine. The Rob Brown Show rolls on after this. It's ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, and you. And to the phone line, we go to welcome in a guest, a young man I had the pleasure of speaking with last week. Very excited to have him on, mainly because he is running the executive director of an organization called the First Tee here in Upstate South Carolina. I had the pleasure of working with the First Tee organization back in Pensacola in the past few years before I got here. Now we'll get the pleasure of working with the First Tee here in the Upstate. Michael Pius is the executive director of the First Tee in the Upstate, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate, because they have got some fantastic stuff going on here in the area we're going to tell you about. Michael, my man, great to have you on the show, bud. Thanks for taking a minute.
Hey, Rob. Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot going on here with the First Tee in the Upstate.
Yeah, and we're very excited to talk about it. First and foremost, and you know, it would be blasphemy, nay sacrilege, for me, Michael, not to ask you. Really good weekend on the Masters. Hideki Matsuyama gets the win. Zalatoris ends up showing up late. Phenomenal run for a relative unknown after that. We talked about it earlier in the show, Michael, and as a golf guy, I think you'll agree. The magic in the Masters isn't just that it's arguably the nicest course maybe in the world. The magic in the Masters isn't just that it's a great golf course that challenges these golfers and makes them, if only for a few days, look like us shanking rocks off the tee. The magic in the Masters is that even if you're not a golf fan, we got a daggum fine good golf tournament out of it. Got to watch the cultural importance of Hideki Matsuyama out of Japan, the first green jacket heading back to Japan of all time. We had Aussies, we had Brits, we had what a great tournament we had at Augusta this weekend, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, it was exactly what, Jim Nantz and Nick Faldo was talking about kind of at the end there, where Hideki walking down 18 and talking about the importance of the Pan American, amateur, him being the low amateur 10 years ago, almost to the date. And then now him putting on the green jacket and seeing, the importance of diversifying our game. And that's one thing that Augusta National has been, a big part of and over probably the past like 10 years with Drive, Chip and Putt and the women's amateur, the Augusta Women's Amateur now, and now, you know, two from Japan winning that. It's pretty cool to see. And that's kind of, you know, goes back to what the mission of the first tee is in creating experiences for kids to grow. And that's kind of what we do, and from all different backgrounds. And, you know, it's makes sense because Augusta was one of our founding partners with the PGA of America and the PGA Tour and Shell Oil, all kind of, you know, using that as their mission to make the game, you know, more mirror our community. And that's what we're doing here locally at the First Tee.
We are talking with Michael Pius, the executive director of the First Tee here in upstate South Carolina. And, you know, I actually thought about you guys. Matsuyama was talking after his win, and he said that one of the things he hopes bringing the Green Jacket back to Japan would accomplish is to energize and get the young people of Japan and really all of Asia into golf, which is a similar mission for you guys. And what I loved about the working with the First Tee in Pensacola, what I'm excited about working with the First Tee here in the upstate, is that it's not just about getting young people into golf, but it's about getting them to a point where they can really learn life lessons through the game. And I don't know that there is a game that will teach you more about internal monologue and discipline and teaching yourself these lessons and carrying them into life than golf will do. And when I watch that play out for the young people of Pensacola, I'm sure I'll do the same thing here in the upstate. It makes what you guys do that much more important, that much cooler. And that's why I'm excited to have you guys on board. And I think we will, with the events that you guys are running, we're going to talk about those here in a second, Michael. This is why I've told people in the past, First Tee is an incredible organization. It's because of that work right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously our mission, we're a youth development program first and foremost. But what's great is we're teaching the game of golf right alongside, you know, core values like honesty and integrity and sportsmanship. And also life skills like goal setting and resiliency skills. And, you know, one of the things that I kind of watch being a PGA professional when I watch the PGA Tour are pre-shot routines. And you can see, you know, watching the final round there, the deep breathing right before their shot and going and close, you know, some of the players even closing their eyes and visualizing the shot. You know, those are things that, like, we teach here at the First Tee and kind of the higher levels of the First Tee. It's almost like sports psychology for kids. But it not only makes them great golfers, but also great people and great leaders in our community. And that's what we're all about. And one example is, like, one thing that we teach in the birdie level is an acronym that we call STAR. So it's stop, think, anticipate, respond. And you can kind of see that on the tour when those players are getting in tough situations. They're stopping, they're thinking about what type of shot that they need to hit. Kind of like Jordan, you know, on Thursday, they're hitting that tree and going backwards on number nine and ultimately what triple bogeying number nine. And that was the difference in him going into a playoff. But he kind of missed the anticipation part of STAR there. But then he responded with a good shot up the gut and got it up there. But, you know, ultimately triple bogeyed the hole. But, you know, those are things that we teach, you know, things like STAR, stop, think, anticipate, respond. And those are the things that those kids can use in the real world, right? When they're at school and they've got a test in front of them. They need to stop, think, anticipate, respond. You know, so those are the things that we teach at the First Tee that are, again, not only making them great golfers, but even better people.
Michael Pius, the executive director of the First Tee of the Upstate, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. You guys have an incredible mission, but obviously, like anybody else, you know, money makes the world go round. And in order to pull this off, you guys have some really, really cool events that are coming up in the next handful of weeks. And the first one is coming up a week from today at the Carolina Country Club, which is the fourth annual Golf Body Fitness Invitational Golf Ball Drop. Tell everybody a little bit about that, because you told me about it last Friday when we chatted on the phone, and it sounds awesome, if we're being honest with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a great event. I mean, it's a whole day event with a golf tournament, but our golf tournament's sold out right now. But we are still doing the golf ball drop at 10:45, right before the shotgun start. And if your listeners haven't heard of a golf ball drop before, what we're going to do is we're going to have a helicopter at the event. We're selling golf balls, one for 25 or five for 100. If you go into golfbodyfitness.com, you can purchase them there. And so what happens is we sell these golf balls. We're going to put them in a big bucket, fly the helicopter up over the practice area, dump the bucket over the edge of the helicopter out onto the practice facility, and we're going to have a hole cut in the area there. And we won't be dropping it on a putting green, but just off to the side. And if your ball ends up in the hole, you're going to split the proceeds 50-50 with ourselves, First Tee, and Res Missions, which is another great nonprofit based here in Greer, doing great work in the Greer area. So it's a really, really cool way to kind of do like a 50-50 raffle, essentially. If a ball does not end up in the hole, we're going to pick the closest one to the hole, and you get 25% of the pot. So, you know, you put in – it only takes one ball, but you can increase your chances – and getting five golf balls for $100. And again, they can go to golfbodyfitness.com and they can purchase their tickets there.
We are talking with Michael Pius, the executive director of the First Tee of the Upstate, and the other event that you guys have going on. And I kind of laughed at this when we chatted on Friday, not in a bad way, but I found it very entertaining. I'm excited to be there. Is that you guys throw the largest Kentucky Derby viewing party in the Upstate? You watch it on the biggest television screen in the Upstate. You want to talk about a Kentucky Derby party, and you guys are doing it outside and distance and all that. Phenomenal event. Tell us a little bit about the Kentucky Derby viewing party coming up at the end of April.
Yeah, so this is the sixth annual, and we've had it. It kind of started in the Greenville area. We had it out at BMW Zentrum 2 years ago. Unfortunately, we couldn't have it last year. But this year we're going to do it at Floor Field. Again, the biggest Kentucky Derby party in the Upstate. It's a blast. We've got two tickets, and it's kind of funny that we do a Derby party as the First Tee, being a, you know, youth organization teaching life skills through the game of golf. But everyone wants to put on a nice hat and seersucker suit and, you know, have a good party. So that's kind of what we've come up with. But we've got two tickets. We got a VIP ticket, which is $125, and includes a $25 Uber ride credit for the day. Also, a BMW Charity Pro-Am credential for Thursday, Friday, or Saturday or Sunday. So, you know, during the tournament rounds. Also, access to our VIP area on Saturday's event. We've got Jared Emerson coming out. If you haven't seen him paint, he is just a show. He's going to be painting an item live at the Derby party, and we'll have a VIP area for that down on the field. And then what we've really added on this year is our Bourbon and Beamers event at the BMW Performance Center, which is going to take place the Friday before the Derby. And that is a VIP-only event from 5:30 to 7. So you show up at the Performance Center, you hop in an M-Series BMW, and you go on a hot lap with one of the professional drivers there at the Performance Center. And then we've got Maker's Mark that has come in as a sponsor, and they're going to be doing a bourbon tasting after that. And then on top of that, we're going to have one VIP item, which we're putting the finishing touches on a trip up to the New York area to play four of the top 30 courses in the country. We got Bethpage Black, we got Maidstone, we got an amazing trip to auction off that night, Friday night. And then if you can't make it and you don't want the VIP ticket, we also have the general admission ticket for Saturday, which includes all of the, you know, fun stuff that day from 5 to 7 at Floor Field. All the mint juleps that you'd like, some great food from the chef at Floor Field, And then, like you said, we get to watch the most exciting 2 minutes in sports on the big screen on the Jumbotron. So it's going to be a great event.
Michael Pius is the executive director for the first tee of the Upstate. If you want in on the helicopter golf ball drop, you can go to golfbodyfitness.com. You can also check out firstteeupstate.org, firstteeupstate.org, if you want to get more details about the drop or the Kentucky Derby watch party there at Fluor Field. Michael, my man, it has been a pleasure to get to know with you. I'm looking forward to working with you further, moving on. Looking forward to both of those events over the next couple of weeks, and we'll get you back on soon to talk more about it, man. I appreciate your time, pal.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Absolutely my pleasure. Michael Pius, executive director for the first tee of the Upstate here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Quick break. When we come back here in just a minute from right this second, we got plenty more to get into, including the most exciting moment from sports all weekend long. I got that up for you next on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. The single most exciting moment from sports happened over the weekend. I absolutely lost my mind over it. I know you will too, Lonzo. I'm just going to play you the audio because if you missed it, it was sports history, and it was something. It's only been done four times in history. On the tour that it took place on, here was the audio from the single most exciting moment in sports that happened all weekend long.
You know, I think there's so many processes to becoming a champion on this tour, and especially winning a major. And I'll get to those processes right after this shot. Again, you can see that ball breaking loose early.
7-10, come on, man.
Again, the look back, so...
That's what I mean. I don't know why I re-racked.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television three times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it. Oh, he did it! He got the 7-10, Randy!
Oh,
he did it! Woo-hoo-hoo! My goodness, the ginger assassin just dropped the 7-10! You bet, kid! You bet! Oh, man! Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate, believe you will. I believe the ginger assassin can drop the 7-10. Oh, man!
I want to love anything. Anything. As much as the announcer on the Professional Bowlers Association tour loved the ginger assassin dumping a 7-10 split for just the first time. I love how they had to get Seuss. That's only the fourth time it's happened on television in tour history, Lonzo. I want to be as excited about anything as that announcer when Anthony Neuer converted the 7-10 split during the U.S. Open stepladder finals.
All right, so this is bothering me because this was number one on my list for Twitter trending topics, and I wanted to be the first one to say on the air, the ginger assassin. Now it's been taken from me, but I couldn't say it as well as he did. And I also, what skills to throw in the sponsor while he's in the midst of his emotion.
Really well done.
It was, and it was
believe
fitting.
You can. Oh, that was unreal. I want to love anything as much as that announcer loved the ginger assassin. As Keegan just said, I need those guys narrating my life. I need just anytime I do anything, I need that guy to kick down the door and be like, unbelievable! Rob Brown has just cooked that medium rare steak with the myoglobin to perfection. Ladies and gentlemen, believe you can. So we all need that energy in our lives, man.
We absolutely do. How close have you ever come to picking up a 7-10 split?
Oh, not even. Of course, I don't leave splits. They're just X's up and down the scoreboard.
Well, there you go. There you go. You don't need to worry about the splits that way.
You don't pick up 7-10s when you don't leave 7-10s, Alonzo. That's how I roll.
When it's straight X across the board, you don't need. Okay, I got
what's
you.
What's a split? That's what I gotta say. What's a split? What are you talking about?
We should split the break.
The ginger assassin. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to go to break. Unbelievable. Believe you can. Stay tuned, and we'll come back in just a minute on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show wrapping up our numero dos right here on ESPN Upstate. Quick check of the Twitter device, the text line, 71307. Start your text at ESPN. At ESPN, I understand he was not safe, but how many dozens of times per week does a shortstop turn a double play when his foot does not hit second base but goes over the top of the bag and that works as an out? I think both need to touch the base. Yes! Yes! That's what I'm saying! Guys are getting called out when they are not out. And it's not okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly the point. And it's so easily freaking fixable. It so is. Just put a 5,000 frame per second camera, point it at every bag, and leave it there. That's all you need. Oh, well, that's not true. The other thing you need is baseball needs to get umpires off of the replay system. It needs to get umpires off the replay system. If an umpire is the one who is deciding whether an umpire is safe or is correct or incorrect, Zoe, you ever heard the old phrase, we have investigated ourselves thoroughly and found that we did nothing wrong? It's a long-standing joke.
It's very accurate, though.
Yes. Yes. If you leave the entity that is responsible for the mistake in charge of researching whether or not there was a mistake, more often than not, they are going to find that they didn't make a mistake.